Hello, I'm Celia Hatton. Welcome to the newsroom. Coming up, NASA's Artemis II moon mission moves into its next phase. Our correspondent in Cape Canaveral explains what's happening. Plus, Donald Trump fires his second cabinet member in less than a month. Pam Bondi is out as U.S. Attorney General.
There had been speculation for some time that the Trump administration was not particularly happy with her performance at times, particularly over her department's handling of the Epstein files. The fact it's become quite a political liability for the Trump administration.
We have a report from inside Myanmar as its new government takes power.
If I stay in this country, I will always face all kinds of oppression. There is forced conscription. We are under constant surveillance.
And the famous names making money long after they die.
Forbes magazine publishes a list of the highest earning dead celebrities. In 2024, the top five earned over $1 billion.
All that after the news.
BBC News with Danielle Jaworowiecka. In the past few minutes, astronauts aboard the Orion spacecraft have completed the translunar injection burn that will take them out of Earth's orbit and onto a path for the moon. The main engine is adding enough extra speed to stretch its trajectory into a long arc that will carry the crew out further than any manned spacecraft has yet been. Pam Bondi has been sacked from her position as US Attorney General. Ms. Bondi was a close ally of President Trump, but had been criticised for her handling of the release of files relating to the late sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. The Democratic Congressman, Ro Khanna, who co-authored the act that forced the release of the Epstein files, gave the BBC his reaction to Ms. Bondi's sacking.
This shows that Congress isn't a doormat. Thomas Massie and I forced Donald Trump to fire his own attorney general and release over 3 million files. We need to make sure that the next attorney general releases the remaining Epstein files and actually takes on prosecutions of these men who abused and raped these young girls.
The US and Israel have carried out widespread airstrikes across Iran a day after President Trump repeated his threat to bomb the country back to the Stone Age. An institute in Tehran known for producing vaccines was among the buildings hit. BBC Persian's Kasra Naji has more details.
A lot of concern on the parts of Iranians, both inside Iran and outside Iran. These are targets that many people regard as civilian targets. We had right in the center of Tehran, in the old part of Tehran, Instituto Pasteur, which is an institute for producing vaccines and medical sort of research. That was hit. And obviously, I cannot think that this particular target had any military significance.
Meanwhile, 100 experts in international law have warned of serious violations by the US, Israel and Iran in the war in the Middle East. The academics and former government officials say both the conduct and rhetoric surrounding the conflict was profoundly concerning. From Washington, here's Tom Bateman.
The law experts say the attack on Iran was a clear breach of the United Nations Charter, which prohibits the use of force outside of self-defense or when authorized by the UN Security Council. They also point to alarming rhetoric being used by US officials, including President Trump's threats to obliterate Iran's power plants. They highlight the attack on a school in Minab on the war's first day, which evidence suggests was the result of a US strike, saying it could amount to a war crime.
The White House said the US campaign was making the region safer and acting in the interests of the American people. World News from the BBC. The Nigerian president, Bola Tinubu, has promised to bring to justice those responsible for the killing of 30 people in the central city of Jos last Sunday. Meeting relatives of those murdered, Mr. Tinubu said he would do all he could to ensure there was no repetition. Hundreds of Cubans have demonstrated outside the US embassy in Havana to protest against Washington's fuel blockade that has crippled the communist-ruled island. Activists were accompanied by the Cuban president, Miguel Díaz-Canel. Scientists and designers have unveiled a handbag made with artificial leather grown in a laboratory using proteins extracted from Tyrannosaurus rex fossils from the US. The first handbag made from such leather went on display at the Art Zoo Museum in Amsterdam. After a six-week exhibition, the T-Rex bag will be auctioned. Sanjay Dasgupta reports.
It's a handbag that'll make a dent in your purse when it goes under the hammer. Starting bids are expected to be well over $500,000. But it is unique. Three firms from the US, the Netherlands and Britain have collaborated to use AI-assisted biology to produce new DNA from collagen protein recovered from T-Rex fossils. The DNA was then synthesized into specialized cells to make a material that behaves like leather. From that, a one-of-a-kind collector's piece, a dark teal handbag with DNA helix-styled hardware connecting the strap to the bag.
A German artist who created satirical carnival floats targeting President Putin has been sentenced to 8 years in absentia by a court in Moscow. The court found Jacques Tilly guilty of spreading false information about the military and insulting religious believers. The case centred on a sculpture of Mr. Putin engaged in a sex act with the head of the Russian Orthodox Church. BBC News.